All right, you don't get to be a doctor by guessing a lot. You can become a lawyer that way, but not a doctor. But if you had to guess, what do you think these studies will show as to why the world's most innovative country has really sick children?
Look, I think we've been very myopic. We've only been talking about putting six-year-olds on Ozempic, and we've not been talking about our school lunch programs. This is the first administration to grant waivers for the SNAP program, so taxpayer dollars are not going to soda and sugary drinks and junk food. We've got to talk about the food chemicals that may cause cancer and environmental exposures, not just the chemotherapy to treat it. We've got to take a fresh new approach. We've got incentives at the FDA for companies that focus on a large unmet public health need, on domestic manufacturing as a national security issue, and on the affordability of drugs, because there's been a great American ripoff with the pricing of drugs in the U.S. versus other countries. I think we're going to learn that we were just too myopic, Trey, that our medical establishment and all the money that came out of the NIH going to things like funding the Wuhan lab, we're ignoring a giant blind spot, which is the health and the food supply of American children.